Twins and Cardinals coming up on the radio. Lineup card 5:30. First pitch 6:10 at Target Field tonight. Quite a pitching matchup. Old friend Sonny Gray, who's had a really good year for the Cardinals, 11-8, ERA 3.91. Pablo Lopez, 11-8, ERA a little higher at 4.47. Gray against Lopez tonight. Cardinals won game 1-6-1 on Friday night. And the Kansas City Royals right now are red hot. It is Cleveland, then Kansas City, one back. The Twins sit two games back at the start of play today. And to talk all things Twins, Bobby Nightingale, who covers the club for the Star Tribune, joins us on the line. Hey, Bobby, good to visit with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. I've talked to your colleague, Phil Miller, a couple of times. It's worked out, but Bobby, we're glad you're able to take time. Let's get up to date on a big injury, and the Twins are waiting for the return of Carlos Correa, and it sounds like Carlos expects to be back before the end of the season. There is good news there, but is there any timetable for his return?
Yeah, no timetable. I mean, you could look at it two ways. I mean, good news that he'll be back this year, but also nothing imminent in terms of him returning anytime soon. Like, I don't think he'll be back on this homestand, so that'll rule out all of August. So you're looking at him being out at least 6 weeks since the injury, and then sometime in September, hopefully. But he said the last few days have been encouraging. I mean, he's running at like 80%, but he still has yet to run the bases. He still has yet to run with cleats on, just running in regular shoes right now. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing, is he's just having trouble running. Tried it a couple weeks ago and kind of had a minor setback where it kind of flared up. So playing it a little bit more cautiously, and it's also the foot that kind of had all of his deals. You know, the Giants and the Mets, the big free agent contracts he had. It's the same leg that nixed those free agent deals after medical reviews. So playing it cautious, just in terms of his long term future and also short term the pain that he's dealing with.
Yeah, and Bobby, it's one of those things where we learned a while ago that it was going to really be up to Carlos Correa when he feels like he can return to the lineup. I know the manager and the medical staff have some say in all of that, but ultimately they're kind of relying on Carlos to say, hey, I think I'm good to go and I can be in the lineup.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people look at last year. I mean, he was able to play with plantar fasciitis in his other foot. But he said it's not really comparable. He said there's no chance he could play right now. He estimated he'd probably be only like 20% if he was on the field right now. So not one of those things that he can just kind of grind through kind of like he did last year. A lot more caution involved. But it is one of those, once he feels good, once he's able to start running, not completely pain-free. I mean, he's going to have to play through some pain this year. But when he gets tolerable enough where he can play and run on a regular basis and play shortstop especially, I think the Twins will clear him to get back out there. And he said there's no concern about him missing the season, so that's the good thing. It's just one of those, it just lingered longer than I think anyone ever thought it would.
Bobby Nightingale covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I'm at the fair. He is at Target Field getting ready to cover game two of the three-game set. Our lineup card 20 minutes away at 5:30. A couple other key names, Byron Buxton, Brooks Lee. Can give us an update there, Bobby.
Yeah, Brooks Lee, he'll begin the rehab assignment with St. Paul today. I think he's batting second and the designated hitter. I don't think his return is imminent. I think he'll be out there for at least beyond the weekend. But a guy who could be back pretty soon. I mean, within a week or so. And then Byron Buxton, another guy who he's doing things. He's encouraged. It's just in terms of pain tolerance. He's still feeling some pain in his hip while moving around. But he's pretty confident he'll be back soon. And the quicker he's feeling better, the less chance he has to do a rehab assignment. So. I wouldn't rule him out for the homestand. It's possible he's back sometime next week.
And then another nervous moment for the Twins and all these injuries. Ryan Jeffers briefly had his right hand examined by a trainer. What about all of that? What about Jeffers? What do we know?
Yeah, he got two, Trevor Richards, their two change-ups in the ground, and both of them hit Ryan Jeffers in kind of the thumb-slash-wrist area. He had an x-ray yesterday, and it was negative for a fracture. So good news there, just out of the lineup today, which is pretty normal. you know, him and Christian Vasquez have been kind of a 50-50 split. So, yeah. But wouldn't be surprised if he's back out there tomorrow. All's good there. Just kind of had trouble gripping the bat. I think his hand went numb there in the late innings. So, got pinch hit for, but no long-term concern there.
Well, as we go into the game tonight, game two of the three-game set, as this homestand gets started, Sonny Gray, remember him against Pablo Lopez tonight. This is a marquee pitching matchup in a big spot, more so for the Twins. The Cardinals right now playing 500 ball, but, you know, right now with Cleveland a game ahead of Kansas City and the Twins two games back, this is a big ball game. I mean, sure, Sonny Gray is going to be charged up facing his old team tonight at Target Field.
Yeah, that means one of those you kind of circle on your calendar when it lines up this way. I mean, what a great matchup for those two who really enjoyed pitching together last year. They pitched basically, I think, the entire year, one after another. Like Pablo Lopez was opening day, Sonny Gray was the next day, and Sonny kept talking yesterday about how much kind of that pushed him last year, you know, to be a better pitcher, and ended up finishing second in the Cy Young, but just following Pablo every time he was out there. Like you said, I mean, it's huge for the standings. Been kind of no break. I mean, Cleveland's struggled a bit as of late. I mean, playing below 500 for the last couple of weeks. But other than that, I mean, Kansas City stepped up. The Twins are playing fine. Not much more you can ask for as we get closer to September. Three teams kind of turning the Central. I mean, entering the season, the big narrative was how bad the Central's been and whether it was going to be the worst division in baseball. And now you're looking at it, it might be the most competitive division, you know, this September.
Yeah, and the Kansas City Royals have a guy who could be an MVP candidate for multiple years. And Bobby Witt Jr. is really good.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Judge gets a lot of attention. I mean, playing in New York, all the home runs. But, I mean, if you took him away, I think everyone would be buzzing about what Bobby Witt Jr. is doing this year. I mean, I think he's hitting like 450 at home and, you know, just putting up astronomical numbers, but also as a shortstop. Also, is one of the fastest players in the league. I mean, has all the tools. He's putting it all together. I'm sure he'll be a thorn in the side for the Twin side for the next decade or so. But fun to watch. I mean, just kind of a unreal talent. I mean, when he was here at Target Field a couple weeks ago, just the pitches he was doing damage on. I mean, didn't even have to be strikes, and he was hitting homers. So special talent, and the way he's carried that offense in Kansas City. I mean, that was a 106 loss team last year, and now they're. You know, they could win 90 games this year and win the division. So a lot of credit goes to him.
Yeah, and a lot of great history there with the Kansas City Royals, and still a wonderful ballpark down I-35. About the St. Louis Cardinals, they're not done thanks to the expanded playoffs and the wild card. It's still a long shot. They trail the Brewers by 10 in the division. This is a very proud franchise, and they are known for being competitive year in and year out, but they've been down a couple of years in St. Louis.
Yeah, they have. I mean, it's rare. I mean, I forgot how long their playoff streak was, but I think it was like 17 straight seasons they made the playoffs.
Right.
And, you know, kind of just that organization where it's like they were always good, always brought up guys. And, you know, I think that's where it's kind of cost them the last couple of years. Missed the playoffs last year. I mean, you lose some kind of keystone players like Yadier Molina retires. Adam Wainwright's now retired. And, you know, some of the prospects they had, I mean, when they had roster crunches, they just chose kind of the wrong guys. I mean, you look at around the league, all the guys that came up as Cardinals and ended up in other organizations like Adolis Garcia in Texas, Marcelo Zuna's having a great year, Sandy Alcantara and Zach Gallen are two solid pitchers, and they ended up elsewhere. So, I mean, they've had talent in that organization. I just think it's one of those a lot of guys went elsewhere and had success elsewhere, and that's where it's kind of hurt them now is just they don't have that top-tier talent that they've kind of been known for.
Yeah, and Bobby, I know you don't get access to the starting pitching, obviously, on their day to pitch. Did you have a chance at all when the Cardinals got to town to visit with Sonny Gray?
Yeah, got a chance to talk to him yesterday. He said he's excited for it. His kids and wife are flying into town today, so they'll be at the ball game. Yeah, he said, you know, he loved his time with the Twins. Kind of knew pretty early in free agency that he wasn't going to be back. Just Twins were pretty upfront with him about their payroll situation and weren't going to be able to be one of the top bidders for him in free agency. But, you know, he talked about how much he loved Pablo, how much he loved working with kind of the young starters, seeing Joe Ryan and Bailey Ober kind of develop and working with Rocco Baldelli. I mean, he's pretty open. I mean, he was, you know, voiced his desire to pitch deeper into games, kind of showed the relationship those two had in terms that he felt comfortable enough to speak out when he felt it was necessary. And, you know, he was a huge part in the Twins winning their first playoff series last year, sweeping the Blue Jays. So, you know, great Twins career for him in those 2 years.
Yeah, no doubt. And even though the Redbirds are playing 500 ball, he's had a really nice season for St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean, he's been consistent. I mean, last 4 or 5 years, when he's healthy, I mean, he's been one of the top, you know, 15 pitchers in baseball. Last year, he was healthy the whole year and ended up, you know, second in the Cy Young voting, which is a credit to him. I mean, when he's healthy, he's as good as anybody. And he's kind of, I think over like the Twin seasons, he's kind of transformed himself. I mean, he's not a guy who's going to throw 95. He does it with a lot of breaking balls. He pitches a little bit differently than a lot of guys. And, you know, he talked about how the Twins pitching coaches and the pitching staff have kind of, they gave him some different ideas to work with. And he thinks that kind of helps keep him at the top of his game and, you know, kind of change his perspective as he gets to the later half of his career. So he's very appreciative of his time here.
Yeah, and then let's get into the Twin starter before we let you go, Pablo Lopez. You look at the numbers, say, over the last 7-3-1, ERA 2.79. His pitched, you know, 42 innings. I mean, I Pablo Lopez overall here later in the year has been heading in the right direction.
Absolutely, and I mean, I think it's what the Twins need. I mean, he has to be this good. You look at three rookies in the starting rotations, Zebby Matthews, David Festa, Simeon Woods Richardson. I mean, yep. When they get to Pablo Lopez's turn, he has to be as good as kind of as he was at the end of last season. And credit to him, he's, you know, shown that over the last few starts that it's in there. I mean, it was pretty choppy early in the season, so much inconsistency. Now it seems like he's putting it together a lot better, and the Twins need him to be, you know, the ace of the staff. And so a lot of pressure on his shoulders, but so far, you know, he's lived up to it.
Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time, and look forward to your coverage of the ball club in the Star Tribune and online at startribune.com, as always.
Yeah, my pleasure. Enjoy the fair.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale, joining us from Target Field. Twins and Cardinals coming up, lineup card 5:30. And what a dandy pitching matchup, Sonny Gray against Pablo Lopez here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is the Twins and the Cardinals moments away. Lineup card 5:30, first pitch 6:10 for the Cardinals. Old friend Sonny Gray for the Twins, Pablo Lopez. If you're wondering, first place Cleveland hosting Texas. That'll be a 6:10 start our time as well. And Philadelphia is in Kansas City, 6:10 start as well. Cleveland leading Kansas City by 1, Minnesota by 2. So there's a lot going on. This is going to be fun in the month of September with Cleveland, Kansas City, and Minnesota fighting it out for a division crown. Good ball game tonight. Should be a great crowd at Target Field for that one. Let's also take a look at the standings overall in the major leagues right now. We talked about what's going on in the American League Central. Over in the American League East, New York by a game over Baltimore. Right now they have the top two records in the American League and the top the second and third best records in the major leagues. Out in the West, it is Houston leading Seattle by 4.5. The Mariners in free fall mode, 2-8 in their last 10. NL East, Phillies by 5 over Atlanta. In the NL Central, Brewers by 10 over the Cardinals. And out West, the LA Dodgers, 77 wins already, and they lead the Arizona Diamondbacks by 4. But the San Diego Padres sneaking up, they're just 4.5 games back. So you're up to date on the Major League standings at the moment. And then, finally, let's get you up to date on that Twins lineup. Sneak peek at the lineup behind Pablo Lopez tonight at Target Field in game 2 of the 3-game set in this long homestand getting started. Willie Castro will be leading off. He'll be at shortstop. Once again, no timetable for Carlos Correa's return, but he did say he expects to return to the club sometime in September. Trevor Larnach will bat second. He'll be in left field. Royce Lewis will be at third and bat third. Walner will DH in bat fourth. Kepler will be in right in bat fifth. Miranda at first in the sixth hole, batting seventh. Eddie Julian at second base. Vasquez will catch in bat eighth. And Martin will bat ninth and be in center field for Byron Buxton. Byron Buxton expected to return at some point soon. So it's Castro, Larnick, and Lewis, followed by Walner, Kepler, and Miranda, Julian Vasquez, and Martin behind Pablo Lopez at Target Field tonight. So we look forward to bringing the lineup card here in a little over 3 minutes. Big thanks to our guests. Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. Steve Carney took us outdoors. Karen Harrison, State Wildfire Prevention Specialist from the DNR, joining us. Smokey Bear's 80th birthday. How about that? Smokey Bear's 80. CCO Radio's 100 this year. And don't forget about that special album. Go to the website and find out how to buy it and get it delivered to your home. And, of course, Maria Hayden from the State Fair joining us. Bobby Nightingale from the Star Tribune. Thanks all around for those of you who joined us at the fair or on the radio. Big thanks to Josh Wheeler here at the fair. Jonathan Lowen, the studios downtown. Been a lot of fun to be at the fair on another Saturday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins and Cardinals coming up next.